topic for today is the nature of Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah, of course, is one of the Dal Parshios. The Mishnah in Megillah, on the Chavtes Mar'al, the first Malkar on the sheet, teaches about the Dal Parshios, Rosh Chodesh, Adesh, Chodesh, Meshabbos, Kodesh, Meshabbos, Kodesh, Meshabbos, the first Shkalim, as we know, Vishniya Zachar, Vishlish is Parah, Azuma, Uvervi is Hachodesh Zelachem. So Parshas Parah is one of the Dalit Parshios. I think there's a bit of a confusion as to why we actually read Parshas Parah. So I want to explore the various regions in the Parshim. I once heard a rabbi talk about this bovine Shabbos, like the cow-like Shabbos. I think he was trying to be funny. I didn't really understand what he was talking about. But there are different explanations in the Rishonim as to why we read Parshas Parah. I want to explore them and discuss some of the nafkaminas. So the first, I think the most obvious one, is what Rashi says on the spot, Paraduma. So we know that Korban Pesach is an obligation on Kol Yisrael, and therefore people have to make sure that even though during the year they might be Tmei Meis, they go to Levayas, etc., but when it comes to Pesach, they have to be in Taher themselves in order to bring the Korban Pesach. So essentially, according to Rashi, this is a type of a reminder. It's a Lahazir Yisrael, the tire, she asked for the tire. So that's the most obvious shot put on the board over here. Parshas Para. Lo Bechti that I chose a red marker. So it's correct. It's a reminder. It's called the tire. Unfortunately, it doesn't really work, so we're going to move on to the marker. If you look at the Ravon writes, verse number 3, Parshas Parah, Mishum Shamu Chazal, Sha'al Medorshim, Hilchos Pesach, Chemo Pesach Lamed Yom, V'Tmei Meis Eino Ose Pesach, Parah Hilchos Tumah V'Tara, Shilmedu Yisrael, V'Yasu Pesach V'Tara. So he has the same understanding as Rashi, that it's in order to remind Am Yisrael to even tire, to make their Pesach V'Tara. But it's interesting, he formulates it as part of the Takana of Sha'al Medorshim. You know, there's a Takana of Chazal of Sha'al Medorshim 30 days before Pesach. So you use it as part of the Takana. It's interesting. Is it a Kiyom? It's independent Kiyom? Or it's a Kiyom part of Sha'al Medorshim? Sounds from the Ravon, it's like maybe part of Sha'al Medorshim. I wonder, there's a day of Shemar Gamliel that's not Shloshim Yom, but it's Shwaim, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So would he hold his Shemar later? I don't think so. It could be the Ravon is saying, fundamentally it's a reminder, but since it's within 30 days, it also has a Kiyom of Sha'al Medorshim. I'm not exactly sure if it's fundamentally different from Rashi, or it's just like an added knech, it's a reminder, but it happens to be a Kiyom of Sha'al Medorshim. If you look at the Rokeach, it has a similar formulation. Lama Korin Parah B'Shlishis, L'fish Sho'alim B'Hilchos HaPesach, Korin HaPesach Lamed Yom, V'Haskir Shiyasu HaPesach V'Tara. In the Rokeach, it sounds a little more that it's actually part of the Kiyom of Lamed Yom. Meaning, in the Ravon, right, I mean, it's actually not so different. Yishum Shamu Chazal, Sha'al Medorshim Yom HaPesach, it's maybe, anyway, they're both... They both could be interested both ways. Either they're fundamentally like Rashi and just there's adding on as the king of Lamed Yom, or no, it's really a din Lamed Yom. So I'll put over here, first understand that this Korat the Tire, and maybe Kiyom B'Sho'alin B'Dorshin Lamed Yom Korat Pes. Fundamentally, it seems like it's a Tiskoret either way. It's a minor Nekuda, whether it's a Kiyom B'Sho'alin Yom or not, but either way, it's fundamentally a Tiskoret, it's a reminder. You look at the Hilchos Minhagim of Rabbeinu Ephraim. This is the famous Rabbeinu Ephraim. He was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Yoel. The Rav Yoel, Rav Elazar ben Rav Yoel, was not Chachmei Ashkenaz. So he had a contemporary, Rabbeinu Ephraim, who was a Talmud of his father, of Rabbeinu Yoel. And this is a Ksav Yad that was printed in a Kovet Zohar Lavram from Cholon, Tavshin Nun Gimel. So again, this is one of the important paletoskos. And he writes like this: Tam Parshas Parah, V'psikta Parshas Achodesh, Rashina Rav Levi Bar Chanina Amar Bedinu Shetakni Parshas Achodesh and Parshas Parah. So this is actually Rishon also, but in Chazal you have this idea that Parshas Achodesh should be really after, it should be really before Parshas Parah, even though we don't read it that way, because historically that's what happened. They said Achodesh Lachem, and then they were mitar themselves.
Erev Nisan Hukah HaMishkan, V'sheni Lo Nisan V'Aparat. Meaning, not in times of Yisrael Yisrael, but rather later, by HaKamas HaMishkan, V'Erev Nisan Hukah HaMishkan, V'sheni Lo Nisan V'Aparat. Lama Parah Kodem, so why do we daka read it out of order? We read Parah before HaKodesh. V'shehi Tarasin Shal Yisrael, V'Tanya. Okay, so this is an important concept, Tarasin Shal Yisrael, we want to bring it earlier. And this is what's different. It's not found in the Yerushalmi, but here though he's quoting it from the Psikta. Kedatanya v'nilasa lo sigo chayavim Yisrael atar asam aregi. Uperek uperek comes there Shoshana ma'afik luhu rebuzak ma'ikra v'tanya namihach. So what's interesting about Ephraim as he's invoking the concept of v'nilasa afikal. This is a principle that's mentioned in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the first parak he references that. The Rabbi Yitzchak darshens, and there's a mitzvah to betire yourself on the regga. Now, this isn't limited to Pesach. There's a mitzvah to betire yourself on every yontif. Why is there a mitzvah to betire yourself on yontif? What are you tying in?
Bring korbanos.
To bring korbanos. So, do you think you have to do zan hazeh when you don't korbanos? Pashas not. But there is a discussion about this. If you look at Ozer Gaonim there in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tes Zayin Obeis. There is a discussion, and there are people who go to mitzvah before yontif for this reason. They want to retire themselves before yontif because maybe it's not a din of korbanos. Maybe it's just an inyan. Yontif requires tara. So even though we're tameis, we should still go to mitzvah before yontif. There's a machlokas how to understand this halacha of chaya ano tara asu regel. But Rabbeinu Ephraim understands that this din of parshas parah doesn't seem to be limited to Pesach. It sounds like there's a din. I mean, you only read it before Pesach. But maybe because Pesach has an added element of the korban, which is a chiyuv on everybody. But it seems like fundamentally we want to make sure that people know that they should be entire themselves before yontif. And then he writes, the kavua lami yom lifnei pesach sheshin shesharu avaseinu shalom zorshin lamas pesach lamei pesach lami yom kadei sheyek kol achad nizoy entire asma shari tamei ena osa pesach achi yazim itai. So really there's a fundamental idea that you're supposed to be tar on yontif. And we want to make a reminder about this. And he decided to remind us before Pesach, because Pesach has an added element of lami yom. And there's a focus of lami yom applies to all yom tovim or not. Sounds like he's assuming Lam Yom is only then Pesach. For Shavuos, you know, a few days is enough. Okay, how long does it take to learn Hillel's cheesecake? It's not so complicated. But Hillel's coming to Matzah, that's more complicated, so you need, you know, Lam Yom. And then he adds, the Alpha Gavish Anu Tamein Be'eretz Amim, I will live in Chutzlaretz and we're Tamei, the Ein Lanu, we're going to say the Korban Pesach, because we don't have the possibility of being Makar Korban Pesach. You have to remember to cut your kelim. You have to remember to, you know, buy new clothing. We don't want people to forget this concept. Tarasan is a very important concept. So we want people to A, get ready for Pesach in other ways, and B, to remember the concept of Tumah V'Tahara. So what's interesting in the Lashon here, Yeshan lahachzik minag avoseinu. You know, so we're going to discuss later, is this a din d'oraisa, is this a din d'rabbanan? Yeshan l'hachzik minag avoseinu, sounds like it's not even a chiyuv d'rabbanan possibly, maybe it's just a minag. It's hard to know exactly. But either way, we have a third understanding here, we have a tizkoret, latar, kashi, we have a chiyuv shalim d'orshin, and we have over here a tizkoret, it's a reminder, latahir atzmo v'regel. Not me din korban pesach. The Rashi has tizkoret latahir l'korban pesach. And according to the Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's a reminder of the concept of Tara, which is an important concept, which applies to every yontif. And we will just kovel it by Pesach because of Shloshim Yom. And we do it today, even though we don't have Tara. It sounds like he's assuming there's nothing in to go to mikvah before yontif. There's no korbanos. We still have to remind ourselves to be kasher kelim and to buy our new clothing, etc. Okay. Questions, comments?
I had a question.
Yes.
This idea of being a tire one before the rego, is that similar to people who go to, maybe not necessarily, you know, people go to mikvah before Shabbos?
Is right, right. There is a concept of being going to mikvah before Shabbos. That's not mentioned in the Gemara, to the best of my knowledge. I mean, there's to be rochets for Chavah Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah. Most of us are not good on it. And you should. I guess it's from the same idea. If you want to, if you understand the Tarasa Varegel, it's not a question of Korbanos, it's a question of being Mekabal Kedushas Yomtiv. So we want Mekabal Kedushas Shabbos, so many Hasidim and others go to Mikvah before Shabbos.
I'm not saying if it's an idea of for Korbanos, then would we say that it's similar to Shabbos? But then in the Rasok, we got Korbanos.
Right, there's no Chiyav and Yachid. The Korban and Shabbos are Korban Tzibur. So it wouldn't necessarily apply. You know, of course, the Kohanim were involved in the Korbanos have to go to Mikvah. But
so if it's specific because of the Korbanos aspect, then it wouldn't apply to Shabbos.
Right, Enechinam. Now, there is a famous Meshech Chochma who discusses this idea of Parshas Parah. If you look at verse number 6, he named Magen Avraham, Simon, Tafresh, Pei, Hei, Kosov, Parshas Parah, Vahavi, Doraisa. Lo Yadana, Hei, Karamiza. So Magen Avraham quotes, some say it's Doraisa, he doesn't know where it's found, where the remnant is that it's Doraisa. And he quotes, Lodaiti, Ho, Mephora, she thinks it's a famous Gemara. The Reish Yuma, Yali, Flein, Parisha, Mehach, Tekasher, Tziv Hashem, Vasos, Lachapra, Leichem. In the beginning of Yuma, the Gemara darshins the pasuk of Laasos Elo Maisipara the Chaper is Yom Kippurim. So there's a concept of the 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol secludes himself, and 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen secludes himself. And the Gemara says a little later on Daf Hey Amar Ashbi Bibiluim Af Mikra Parashem Akiv Dichtiv Zeh Adavar, that when they did the Miluim. Before when they started the inaugurated the Mishkan, so they had to read the parsha. Zeh Adavar. Vafilu Dibur Ma'akiv. In Kain Yalfinan Doros Gam Parshas Para Mikra Ma'akva Terem Asiyas Paras. So there's like a hekesh which equates the two, and we learn that when you do the parah, you have to read the parsha. There's a special din. Din the Raisi argues when you are makir of the parah, you have to read the parsha. Nimsa b'shasa siyas apara mikra parsha ma'akva v'havi az doraisa. Fizet gam yom kippur havi doraisa b'son ha-mikdash v'nochem. He argues that also in the reading the Torah in the base of Mikdash, on yom kippur, kiyum doraisa. It wasn't just like zochas doraisa. Reading the Torah yom kippur doraisa when b'shasa avodah. And so too, the reading the Torah when you do the para is doraisa. So the Meshech Chochma argues there's a kiyum or a chiyuv doraisa of mikra ma'akev, of reading the parsha when you're makriv the parah. So today we're not makriv the parah, but I guess in the Zekel Adavar we have a kriyas parah. So this is the fourth understanding. This is not a reminder, but this is a kiyum doraisa shel kriyas parsha bishas asiyas parah. When you do the paraduma, when you shach the paraduma, there's a din d'oraisa, you have to read the parsha. Wow. Today we're on the Makir Paraduma. We have a Takana Drabanan commemorating that. Maybe apparently they didn't have so many paradumas, so maybe they would be done before Pesach. Maybe that's when it was necessary to do it, etc. The fifth understanding is that Artzos Chaim. Artzos Chaim was written by the Malbim. He wrote an important parish on the Tanakh, of course. But he also was a halakhist, and he wrote a wonderful perush at the beginning of Or HaChaim. He only got through the first 25 simanim or so, some of tzitzis, some of tefillin, but it's a wonderful, wonderful work called Arshas Chaim. And if you look in Siman Aleph, the very first siman in Shulchan Aruch, in the Eretz Yehuda, he breaks it up into two sections. So part one perush called Eretz Yehuda, and Os Dalet, he writes the following. The Torah reminds us not to forget that we were mored in a Kadosh Baruch Hu when we made the egel. The Torah is behind Darish Lagam Kein Shechiyuv Lazachar Peh. If you look in the Sifra, it says you have to remember that Peh. The Torah in Amaylo Tignu Bat Kriyas Torah. We have a Parsha Zachar for Amalek. How can we know a Parsha Zachar for Esa Sherek Safta? It says Zachor is Al Tishkach. I know Avram's presentation. Gunusan Shel Yisrael. But Avram says we didn't want to remember it because we sinned. So remember that Amalek. That we can remember. That we were victims, we'll remember. That we sinned, we don't want to remember. Aitz mitzvah. V'nir shatam zeh, tiklu parshas parah. V'vapiskei tosas parashmo, v'chidush ha-pasuk shudaraisa. There's some rishonim who say the parshas parah is daraisa. What's daraisa? It's daraisa to remember Maisa Egel. But we don't want to read the parsha of Maisa Egel, because that would be too jarring to remember that we sinned. So we do it in a roundabout way. We remember parah. Why does parah remind us of the sin of Chet Egel? Rashi says that the mother comes to clean up the mess that the child made. So the eagle is a small cow, and the parah is the mother cow. So he says, "V'halacha mishnah tamar leim." There's some R said, "Where did the Yerushalayim say it's deraisa?" So he said, "The Yerushalayim they should eifshel because ma'isa egel should be mishnah shayisov." We don't want to say read the ma'isa egel explicitly. Koshakas of Megillah, take from Avura Parshas Parah. Shakol ma'isa hayakeneg and ma'isa egel. I know just from Rashi. Rashi quotes from the Medrash that tava imav tenake soas bina. So he has a very different understanding. This is a kiyom shel zechiras. Maisa Egel is a mitzvah in a Torah of remembering Maisa Egel, and Parshas Parah is a key of this mitzvah. Wow. So we have very different understandings to what the nature of Parshas Parah is. Just to summarize, it could be a form of tizkoret, something like a reminder, either a reminder to betire ourselves for Korban Pesach, or a reminder to betire ourselves, like Rabbeinu Frank says, the regal in general, and then apparently it was happening here because of Lama Yom. Could be it's din Lama Yom, or it could be the Lama Yom is just like an afterthought, it's hard to know exactly. Or two other understandings, the Meshach Chochma says there's a Kiyom Daraisa, a Kiyom Daraisa, to read the parasha of Paro and do the parah. We're not doing it, we still remember it. And according to the Malbim, it's a Kiyom Daraisa of Zechiras Maise Ha'eg. Okay? So let's explore a couple of nafkaminas to this a question.
But wait, yeah. According to the Malbim, why now?
Oh, so that's a good question. First of all, it has to be sometime.
Well, we mentioned it in the laning, it comes up.
Yeah, so if you want to have a special Kriya, you have a special Kriya to, you know, during laning, people don't always come to shul, and Talat Parshas, people make an effort to come. It could be since they were talking near Zohar anyway, they wanted to have like one time year when people would be, you know, careful to come. I'm not sure, it's an interesting question. The question that first asked me is the Makor and the Chomer of this Chiyuv. I referenced already the debate in the Rishonim as to whether or not this is Doraisa. The Ashish Chaim quotes the Piskei Tosfos and the Rashba that it's Doraisa. If you look at Tosfos that we have, the Beit Yosef writes that, you know, some say Parshas Parah is Doraisa, and he quotes the Tosfos and Brachos. Problem is, if you look at Tosfos and Brachos, it doesn't say that. So, Tosfos and Brachos, Lan Yud Gimel, Pirsh Rashi, the Perek Shein to Megillah, Likros B'Torah, V'lonihira the Ha'ezer Tikin. Kriya as a Torah, the coming of Ezra, right? There's a din of Lashon Kodesh Namer. What is called a Torah, Lashon Kodesh Namer. So Rashi says it's talking about reading the Torah, but that they can't be. It's a Rashi Psukim, and Kriya's Torah is only a Takana later from Ezra. The Yesh Lomar says, Tosus the Meir, Parshish, the Mukhuyavim Likras with Midoreza, Kemo Parshish Parah. It's talking about the Parshish, you have to read in the Torah, it says Parshiyot, the Lashon Rabim, and it gives an example of Parshish Zoh. So it seems like there must have been a different gears of Tosus, where Tosus had other examples, because it says Parshiyot, and it says only Parshas Zohar. In fact, Tosfos Rosh there, on the spot, says, Kagon Parshas Zohar or Parshas Parah? V'kiyotze ben, which even leaves open the possibility of Shalim being Doraisa. Spoke about this another year. But the Vilna Gaon and other Acharonim say, oh, the Beis Yosef, you made a mistake, there's no such Tosfos. It's clear there's such Tosfos, because the Rashba quotes it, and the Piskei Tosfos quote it, and the Tosfos Rosh quotes it, and the Ritva in Megillah quoted. There are, were Rishonim who held the Parshas Parah is Doraisa. And there are many Rishonim who hold that it's not Doraisa. I think the majority of Rishonim hold it's not Doraisa. But how would this affect, you know, the effect, how would this connect to our Chachina?
So we'll put a Nafkamina Zivi here. Nafkamina. Chomer. Chomer Achiyu. Right, the Makor and the Chomer. So if you hold, that's the kiyum of Sechiras Maisa Malik. What would you time?
Doraisa.
Right? Doraisa. If you hold the kiyum of Kriya Saparsha, the Meshachma B'Shas Asiya.
So is Doraisa or not Doraisa?
We don't mind because we have no Asiya.
Right, it would be 10. It would be Doraisa B'Shas Asiya. And now it would be Drabban and some type of Zeichel Dar. If you hold the din in Lamed Yom, or even some type of tizkoret to remind us right to do the Korban Pesach or to remind us of the Torah, then the pashtus would be what? The Reisa Drabanan? A reminder. Drabanan, meaning generally Drabanan, it would be hard. Yeah, possible, but in pashtus it would be Drabanan, a reminder would be probably a different Drabanan.
Are those that hold the same Drabanan in the morning as Dura?
Quantum Nishan Parim Saseno, but it's hard to imagine it's Doraisa, but even if it is, but it is a reminder for it, saying so. I'm not sure that's necessarily connected to this, meaning. Okay. If you look here at the Aruch HaShulchan, he has an interesting formulation. He basically takes the Meshech Chochma and runs with it. The Meshech Chochma says it's the Raisa then. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Leah Stait in here, the Yesh Lezeh Remez, the Torah, the Hinei Parshas Para, Du Maksi, the Emsa Parsha, Paisel, the Bnei Yisrael, Chukas Olam, the Ashim, the Sifri, Shkino, Heges, the Doros, Ein Sham, the Efer Para, Eino Toloi, the Mikdash, the Gam, the Zman, Hamurayim, Hayolahem, Efer Para, the Aminun, Chavraya, Midachan, the Galilu. So Efer Para is not connected to the Mikdash. Even after the Korban, they still had Efer Para, because it's one of the Gita. So if Parsha Ksiv, Oy, Paisel, and Chukas Olam, Yutarhu, says Chukas Olam again, unnecessary. Oh, the oscillated kriya sa parsha afis vazalek and efer para. Says on Hashulchan a huge chiddush. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to read the parsha when you don't have the af, even if you don't have the efer para. The inyan shavu is vachim lamikra ekdim akasu fiyush Rashi sheyekori in the inyan. Of course, again, bezman hazeh the leka etzah mitzvah shaiser uyo liyos bezman hazeh im hayavano efer para devada yish lomar sheishchiyu likras ha parsha. So the Aruch HaShulchan argues based on a drasha that he basically made up. It says, "Ha'isal chukas olam a second time, right? Bamidbar yutes kaf aleph." Even though it already says chukas olam bamidbar yutet pasuk yud. So 11 psukim later, it says chukas olam again. It says Aruch HaShulchan is daraisa. I'll put it over here next to the Meshech Chochma, right? Aruch HaShulchan daraisa even minazeh. Not only like Meshech Chochma is daraisa when you read the parsha. When you're doing the Asiyah, but it's nice when you're not doing the Asiyah. Wow. Fascinating Shita, Aruch HaShulchan. Okay. Second, Nafkimina, Chiyam Nashim. It's past Shabbos, Pasha Zachar. The women come to here, they had a second Kriya here after davening for women?
Yeah.
Why did they second Kriya for women? Maybe women are Chiyam Pasha Zachar. The Shabbos is a topic, different communities, till today. No, when you're Psaq, the communities are different. I mean, Hagim, some communities are very Makli, and other communities are not. Okay. What about Parshas Para? Do women come to Shul for Parshas Para? Yeah, no?
You only have one lady.
They don't. They typically don't have a second lady after. Most women don't come, or if they do come, they don't make sure to have a lady after for women with young children. Says the Sitz Eliezer, why isn't there a second? I maybe Doraisa. Maybe Doraisa. V'aga, v'divrei arshas chayim, hanali kot arshas chayim, yashavti v'pshitus v'ashem kshuni, v'madua nashim enam medaki v'molechas l'shmoa parshas parah, v'kosha medaki v'parshas zafar. How come women don't come to shul for parshas parah like we came for zafar? Hari gam lefi, gam al parshas parah, kosu v'shulchanach yish, o mim shudoreisa, the shulchanach brings a day, they might be doreisa. V'divrei arshas chayim, yish liyashitus v'pshitus, t'harei mitkana z'chiras maisa egel. Who sinned in the maisa egel? The man, the woman didn't say, "Nashim harigol hishtatu b'cheta egel." He had duva l'chein enim tzuvin l'zchira alkein enim alim piro alkein yishmoa parshas parah shenisat shenit kena avur kach. Says the Tzitz Eliezer that the reason women don't come to hear parshas parah is because it's kenega cheta egel, and so he didn't sin the cheta egel. Now, he couldn't say they didn't sin, but they still have to come here. But he says only people who sin have to hear. Right, the pasuk says you have to remember what how you sinned. Zachor, Eitz, Safta, Hashem Elokecha. You caused, you know, Hashem to be angered through sinning in Chet Egel. They didn't sin; they're pturos. Let's say it's a tiskoret to like Rashi, like the pashtas to do Korban Pesach. A woman chayim Korban Pesach. So that's a machlokes tanaim. Look at source number 12. Gufa, Isha Berisha Shachok Tin Aleil Vinatzma. A woman can be chayim only with a man. She can't bring her own korban pesach rishon, and she doesn't bring it all. So there's a machlokes tanoim in Pesachim of Sadi Aleph if women are chayim korban pesach. So if it's a tiskoret for korban pesach, you tell her right. Kaloi I nashim chayavos be korban pesach. Right, if they're chayim korban pesach, they have to remember to be nitar. If they're not chayim, they don't have to be remembered. They don't. What about the day of Rabbeinu Ephraim? There's a din in Vinlosam al tigal. Are women chayiv to latar atzma rega? Right, and the chayiv nachiv latar atzma rega. So here you have interesting machlokes between the Shagas Ari and Turi Evin. So number 13 and 14. Why is it interesting? There's a machlokes between the Shagas Ari and Turi Evin.
They're the same person.
So apparently he had, I don't know which one he wrote first, but if you look at Shagas Aryeh, so it's number 13, the came at the Isha Chayeves Nami Vishlam Le Simcha, whose hair is Nami, Allah, the Vilasam Lasigo, Varegel, Kish, Shagatari writes in the Sefer that a woman is chayav to be called Tahara and Regel. Look at Torah Heaven, Rosh Hashanah Tazayin, Alayzit, in the Isha, Kasav, Regel, the Kalashana, Ha'ena, the Musubim, Beria, the Chagika, the Minim, the Chagika, the Ibishu, Shabi Simcha, the Rai, the Amar Hasav, Isha, by the Mazamcha, the Ein Chiyuv Simcha, Mutal, Alea, Klal, Havada, Ein Tzorek, the Taris, Asav, Regel, the Kevin, Shehi, Tumeya, the Lehesher, in Shum Chiyuv, Mutal, Albayel, and Samcha, says the Torah Heaven, Rosh Hashanah Tazayin, and the Chiyuv is on the husband to sameach her, she has no chiyuv on herself, and mainly she has no chiyuv to be nitar. So we have a question: if a woman is chayav l'tayr atzav regel, she's going to look later frayin. It's a reminder l'tayr atzav regel. Tarloi di nashim chayavos l'tayr atzman regel. Okay. If it's a chiyuv, we think of shalom and darshim, would women be chayim? Or if it's a chiyuv, we then the meshachochma, would women be chayim? Or chiyuv at tzibur, are women included in the tzibur? I would have thought yes. I saw someone probably want to say they're not included in the tzibur. I don't know what that means, they're not included in the tzibur. Of course they're included in the tzibur. But okay, it's called a chiyuv at tzibur, and the question becomes, did they put the chiyuv at tzibur on them? Now, of course, they're part of the tzibur. What's the question? I think what someone said, they're not part of the tzibur means that they wouldn't have been obligated by the tzibur. They don't usually come to shul, so it's not mistaken that Chazal would have obligated them. Something like that. That. Okay. Next nachmina, chovas yachid or chovas tzibur? Does that actually happen to be chovas yachid or tzibur? My father, Allah Shalom, was in the hospital at Farjas Para, and I went to a diamond early in the morning at home, and then I walked to the hospital, and then it was there for 2-3 hours, and then I realized it was Farjas Para, and there was a shul not far from the hospital, and I wasn't sure if I should leave her bedside to go to hear Farjas Para. Farjas is off, I was close to Yalki. So again, it's Kof Nefesh, or some people Nefesh, some Shilohers, but other than that, you should be Chomesh. But, what about Parshas Parah? So she told me to go. I went. I heard it. The question is it really an obligation? So if you look here in the Binyan Tzion, Shlomo Vilna says, Ta, the nearly, Takriya, the Parshas Zohar, the Dami Kfan, the Parshas Shkoli, the Parah, the Chodesh. Zohar is different than Parah. And Shkoli, the Chodesh. The Anak, the Lithka, Ra, Iika, Tzibur, the Yavin, the Likras, the Tara, the Shmoa. If there's a Tzibur, you have to read. Well, Eno, Munach chiyuv al kol echad ve'echad. There's no chovas gavra likra im ein lo tzibur. You don't look for a minion. There's no minion. There's no chiyuv. There's a minion. You should hear it or it should be read. But for Shabbos Zohar, you have to go look for a minion. You can't go camping. You know Shabbos Zohar. You have to make sure that you're near a place with a minion. So. You look here. So you, what are you telling me? The Din Shlomo says that Zechovah is Yachid. So let me ask you, if it's like the Malbim, is Chiras Vaisa Egel? Should be Zechovah is Yachid or Zechovah is Tzibur?
The Din Shlomo says Zechovah
is Tzibur. Yeah. So I'm asking you, if you look like the Malbim, should be Zechovah is Yachid or Zechovah is Tzibur? Zechovah is Asher Ksav Tashem Lokech. Yeah, is not like you?
It's
Zechor is just a Hamalei. Same lesson. Everybody sin has to remember. I would think it's far rather than Yechovah's Yom. If you learn like a Meshach Chochma, it's something that Zecher to the Kriya that they had B'Shas Asiyah. The Kriya they had B'Shas Asiyah is Yechovah's Yom and Yechovah's Tzibur.
I guess it's Yechovah's Tzibur.
I think it's Yechovah's Tzibur. So this is a Zecher to that, so I think it's Yechovah's Tzibur. If you think, assume like the, again, maybe Orch HaShulchan might be Yachid. If you look at Orch HaShulchan, it might be Yachovah's Yachid, because it's like this new thing, new drasha. Right? Orch HaShulchan had a drasha, Chukas Olam. But if you learn that it's some type of tiskoret, a reminder to be entire for Regel, or a reminder to entire for Korban Pesach, so look at our reminders, Achiyah Manhu.
That's an individual.
Yeah.
Could go either way.
You go either way? I don't know. I thought the Chazal made a reminder. The Tzibur is reminded. Does everybody have to be reminded of it?
So do we not have to do Shalom and Dorshin
individually, it's only on the tzibur.
I mean, also showing is a chiyuv on the rav, in the shalom darshim, or on the tzibur through the rav. But like, if you didn't show up at the shir, you have to like make it up. We started learning almost Pesach. You have to make the shir up.
Well,
I don't know. To me, it sounded more like it was a chiyuv tzibur. It's a chiyuv tzibur. But I hear what you're saying. It's not something.
Like create the curriculum for the masses.
Right. So here it's interesting that I think that there's a split between Aruch HaShulchan and the Meshachachim. The Meshachachim, I think, would be partial that it's called the Tzibur, because it reminds us of the Kriya of the Tzibur, B'Shat HaSiyah. But according to Aruch HaShulchan, maybe they're talking about Chovas Yochim, possibly, in this case. Just briefly, a couple more nafkaminas. What happens if you read the Parsha, you don't read the whole thing? Right? Chelek. You write Karach Chelek. You only read part of the Parsha. So here we have the Tshuva of Rashi. In Shuk Rashi, Rashi didn't actually write these chapters. I think most of them were written by Talmidim. A lot of the Torah from Rashi, you know, not that it's papers from Shas or Flemish, but not, but the base members of Rashi, a lot of the literature that the students wrote. Maisa Bechaz and Echa says the Shuk Rashi, Shakara Parshas Para Upasak Bagira Garbis Ochachem, Chukas Olam, that's Pasuk Yur. He read, out of the 22 psukim you have to read, he read only 10. The Gilgal Sefer Torah Yashav Mekomo. They finished it. The Hikbid Rabbi Aldavar. Rashi was upset. Amar lo karatim kol parsha kol. You didn't read the whole parsha. You have to read it again. The Domaki lo karina and klaus. If you didn't read it at all, shelo amaru mimena. Lo amaru mimena el remes v'ami. Only did a remes. V'chazu pasuk v'ischilu parsha sapara v'kore brought birchas haTorah tchilu v'sof. He Rashi told him to read say the brachas again. Mitam sheyikmeru kol parsha ad ha'erev. Until they read ad ha'erev. So, what's the thing if you only read part of the parsha? So, according to the Malbim, that's a question of remembering Maisa Egel. You think reading a little bit is enough?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think yeah. I would think Yatza. You remember. The whole thing is a way of reminding us of Chayta Egel. So, you want the first parsha, Rashi's on the first pasuk there. You know the second pasuk? If you say it's a kiyum, like then they have to read it, now we have to read it also, the Meshachach. Or like Aruch HaShulchan. Then the Chor, you have to read the whole parasha. It's a din kriya, lo yatza. If it's a way of reminding ourselves to be nitar, so what do you have to read? The psukim that deal with the tara. You have to see the psukim, the critical psukim deal with the tara process, because then you have to, you know, there's actually an interesting discussion in later in that Achronim. The example Rashi brings is they only read the pasuk yud. Sometimes the more common thing is that they'll read Rishon. The Parshas part is basically Rishon and Sheni of Chukas. Not sure, all Sheni, part of Sheni. But it's common that people make a mistake by finishing Rishon. So is that enough? And you have to figure out, based on the Sugim, does it have the Tara process enough? You know, is it nigger enough in the Chuk? That might be a little bit different. Okay. Another thing to explain very, very briefly. Let's say you didn't read the Parsha the right time. Can you read it next week? Apparently something has happened. People made a mistake. If you look at the Yechavidas, you can read, if you don't read it this coming week, we can read it the week after. She Parshas HaChodesh. The Chayin Herl Mithesar of Zilberstein has a riddle. How can you read from four Sefer Torah in one Shabbos? So he says that if you forget Parshas Para, and Shabbos HaChodesh is also Rosh Chodesh. So you have Parshas Shavua, you have Parshas Rosh Chodesh, you have Parshas HaChodesh, and you have Parshas Para. You read four Sefer Torah, according to this opinion, that you have Tashlumin for Parshas Para. So he quotes here the debate whether there is Tashlumin, Chen, Hel, Meshub, Beis David, Beis Tamech, Shal Yerushalmi, etc. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he actually points out, if you look at the bottom, Onam, Rabbi. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Mar Golias Bishari Ephraim Tavisli Shaharim Hevi Bashar Hevi Eshel Avraham Shish Tashlum Parshas Para because of Shadar Tzarek Iyon Lamaisa Ulam Ein Sveik Omotzim Dei Vadai Shal Kol Avronim. So Ravadiya Paskins, you do Tashlumin, and the Mishra Bura is more concerned about the Shari Ephraim, who thinks that nobody, there is no Tashlumin, and I think Ashkenazim would probably not do Tashlumin, but Sfarim hold there is Tashlumin for Parshas Para like Ravadiya Paskins. So what do you time it? Tikkim of Zecher Maitza Egel. Should it be Tashlumin or not? Yeah? I would argue not only next week, even if that was Corona and you want to read it after Shavuos, you should read it. Because once a year, you should remember Maisa Ha'ega.
Wow. If it's a Kiyom, like the Meshach Chochma, or like Orach HaShulchan,
is there Teshlumin? Probably. Yes, Teshlumin. If it's a reminder... What? Well, we don't have that siyas any a para anyway, so we're doing a zeker to the siya. When they did the para, they had to read it, so we have a zeker.
Right, so when did they do the para?
It's hard to know, but when they were talking, and again, part of the question here is if Chazal were talking in a certain way, maybe we can't, you miss the boat. So if you don't do the takana, you don't do the takana. That could be part of the cheshvin. But I'm questioning that. I'm assuming that, no, maybe not. Again, if it's a question of Shloshim Yom, so as long as you're within Shloshim Yom, again, you could say, no, they were talking this week. You didn't do the right week. You missed the boat. But otherwise, you might say that anytime within 30 days, you should read it because you want to be in the Nitter. You want to, maybe if it was like within a week of Pesach, it wouldn't help because it's too close. You need the 7 days to be retire yourself for the Hazos of the Paraduma. But if it was within a week before Pesach, it would be worthwhile to read it to remind us of the Torah. Okay. And the last afkamina, what happens if you read too early?
If this is Shachach, and this is Hikti, you read it the week before. Instead of Zohar, we read
Para. The Gavai got me mixed up. Zohar and Para, he read too early. What's the halacha? So look at the Kavach Chaim. In Kor Parshas Parah, behef saka b'shavua shulifnim das shulchan gavoa she'in tzorach l'krosu b'shabbos haba. Like shekosav shebnei yeshiva amr shiachsu v'ikra. So there's a debate. Kevin shevsika helka saka rishlokish, etc. So there's a debate about this issue.
So again, if it's hiktim,
so that's interesting. He's not talking about a case of hiktim that I described that you did before Laman Yom. If you would have read Parah last week, instead of Zohar, that'd be for Lamed Yom. So then it would be Pasha to me that they would have to read it again, right? But let's say sometimes, depending on the dates of the, sometimes there's like a week off in the Vedala Parshas. So the week after Purim doesn't have a Kriya. If Purim falls out, let's say, on Thursday. So usually the week after, you don't have Parshas Parah. The Parshas Parah is the following week. So in that case, let's say you read it right after Purim. Do you have to read it the next week? So part of this is telling you whether or not Chazal was talking in a certain way, you have to do exactly like their takana or not. But basically, I want to say that if it's in Laman Yom, so if you did it before Laman Yom, it's possible you have to do it again. But if you did it within Laman Yom, maybe you wouldn't have to go back. If it's a Kiyom of Zeche Maisa Egel, do you have to go back or not? Read it again? What are you telling you? You did it. If it's a din like Meshach Chochma, you did it. Or Chashalim, you did it. Again, if it's a din in Tiskaret, a reminder, so we have, maybe the question is, do you have to do exactly how Chazal told you to do it, or not? So basically what we saw here, different understandings as to why we read Parshas Parah, is some form of reminder to either be Makir Korban Pesach, to be Nitar, to be Makir Korban Pesach, or a reminder to be tie ourselves to the regal of Kali. Is it a Kiyum of Lam Yom? Maybe that's part of that. Those first two interpretations. Korban Meshkochim, Tzikim Doreisa, Bizman Asiya Zafara, and today it's a zeker to that. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's the Doris Ibn Zvan Azeh, based on the drasha that he made up. And according to the Malbim, it's the key of the race of Zechiros Maisai Egel. We explored a couple of nafkaminas to this question. And I just want to conclude with a nice idea from Reb Tzadok, the Pritzadik. That reading the parasha helps us we are makdim it to the parasha Zechodesh because it's very important. It's Tarasan Shakol Yisrael. Shekriyas parasha is part of Movil Atayr Halev Kasil. It purifies our foolish heart. So we should be zocha to Bezat Hashem have a geula and have the tara and be able to makar the korban pesach v'itu v'zmana this year.